You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time here on RNIB Connect Radio for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer, and we are at the RNIB Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference here in Glasgow. Matt, it's been quite an interesting couple of days, hasn't it?
No, it's great, Toby. Great to be at this conference. I mean, it shows the RNIB's ability to convene a really great sort of conference full of people, from large global tech companies to small entrepreneurs to really insightful students and a whole host of people from the sort of third sector, both in the UK and internationally, crucially. So it's been a brilliant sort of 2 days of bringing all those people together under one roof to talk about how technology can be as inclusive as possible to support blind and partially sighted people.
And it's good that we got the people from Google, we got Meta, and we also had some university students looking at inclusive design as well.
Yeah, no, as you said, it's a really broad church, and I think it's really important we have all these sort of elements of the sort of technological sector represented. I mean, I've just been in a meeting with Meta over lunchtime, you know, with Google, Meta, Microsoft, you know, here supporting us. There's a real opportunity to engage and get a ton of insight from a whole, obviously a large proportion of blind and partially sighted people who are here around some of the challenges that we're all facing, and actually sort of have really rich conversations in quite a rarefied environment around what we can do to tackle some of those issues, and I think really understand that we need to go after some things really quite hard and drive real benefit and real change, as opposed to doing a lot of nice things at quite a shallow level.
And also talking about challenges, it's the Green Paper on welfare reform, which I think we've heard a lot about today as we were recording, and that's going to have a real impact on the lives of blind and partially sighted people.
No, it is. I mentioned that in my opening remarks today that, you know, this conference was coincident on that announcement by the UK government, and we were just literally in real time sort of digesting what the government is saying. Liz Kendall is sort of standing up in the House of Commons as we are doing this interview. But what we know is it's about £5 billion of cuts, I think, by 2030. And our initial view from what was trailed and what we've seen so far today was the government has used a bit of a sledgehammer to crack a walnut, not a lot of finessing and thought, not engaging enough with charities and disability charities like ourselves, even though we have been in rooms, meetings with ministers, and have been able to provide some quite thoughtful answers, and not enough focus on the flip side of the question, which is how do you support more disabled people into work? Because it's not just around welfare, it's around actually getting the economy growing and getting people into work and off the welfare bill in a really positive way. And our initial view from what we've seen is obviously real time, I'm discussing this now, but is, as I say, not as finessed and thoughtful as we would have hoped at this stage.
And is there much more that we can do to influence that at all, Matt?
Yeah, I think there is. I think Liz Kendall, to be fair, has said today some of these measures proposed are going to be consulted on. So, you know, we would expect to be in the room as we have been up to this point. Our last meeting with the ministers at the DWP, Department of Work and Pensions, was only last week, actually, with the Disability Charity Consortium. That consortium represents 15 million disabled people in the UK, and is the biggest sort of representative body, you know, engaging with ministers. So we have some clout and traction. We have seen they've listened to certain things we've done. But I think, you know, the government's in a tough economic spot at the moment. Geopolitical pressures requiring budget shifts into defence, particularly. And also, obviously, the health service has been taking up money as health reforms, you know, are supported. And the welfare budget is something the government's decided has to come down. In some respects, you know, we don't necessarily disagree with welfare needing to be looked at, but as we say, we're quite disappointed with the relatively thoughtless and slightly callous, you know, sort of announcements we've digested so far today. But yes, I think there's still some time for us to inform this, but clearly the direction of the welfare bill is only down, not up.
And maybe to finish on a slightly higher point in many ways, as well as having the conference here in Glasgow, there's also a meeting of chief executives from other blind and partially sighted organisations from across the world.
Yeah, no, Toby, that's right. You know, it's great to have this technological conference, and it's a great opportunity to have invited over about a dozen organisations from around the world that the RNIB has always had quite good bilateral relationships with, actually. But the last few years, we've been putting a lot of effort into really trying to build these international sort of relationships and building an international group, so that organisations, you know, around the world who've got similar concerns and similar opportunities, you know, around some of these global themes of employment, of education, welfare, you know, use of technology, you know, accessible information, use of data, you know, all those things are global challenges and opportunities, not just national challenges and opportunities. So the opportunity to discuss with the Canadians and the Australians, we've got some people from Africa here today as well, and the Americans, is a great opportunity just to sort of get on the same page. And so most of the international people have been here for the 2 days of the technological conference. Then tomorrow we've got a separate day of the international people staying behind for a day focused on driving out some of these international themes. So yeah, it's been a really good few days in Glasgow, Tebby.
Fantastic. And if you'd like to find information and advice on living with sight loss, you can visit the RNIB website. That's rnib.org.uk. Or you can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. Well, Matt, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Toby, my pleasure, and it's great to be in Glasgow. Really enjoyed it, and look forward to speaking to you next week.